Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Gabby Lamb episode. Gabby was highly recommended by several other comedians that have been on the show. My favorite part of her interview was when she talked about growing up in Oceanside, California, as well as her post Malone sighting off of Sunset Boulevard. She's a fan. I'm a fan. And maybe one day we'll get Post Malone on the Stevie Weeby Show. Please, Lord. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Oh. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time, comedian Gabby Lamb. Thanks for coming.
That was beautiful. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was doing. I kind of dropped the ball, like I stumbled at one part. Did you notice?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No, it was beautiful. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love your sweatshirt. I know it's the second time complimenting you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Have you seen the movie?
Yeah.
With
Jennifer Lopez.
Right? Yeah. Really? It was in the 90s?
It was in the 90s, yeah.
That's a classic movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's really heartfelt, right?
It is really heartfelt. It is.
What is about her story? Didn't she get murdered by someone from her fan club?
It was not. It was her accountant, I believe.
Her accountant. Killed her.
Her accountant killed
That's
her.
Such a sad story. Because she had so much.
Yeah.
She had so much talent.
She's so young too.
How old?
She's in her really early 20s.
24 maybe.
I don't think she was over 25.
That's so crazy to think about, right?
I know, it's so sad.
Because I'm way older than that now, and I'm like, I feel like, fuck, I'm done.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I want to get into it. You do comedy. We love comedians on here. Let's start out with where you're from and like your background and everything.
Yeah.
So where are you from?
I'm from I was born here. I was born in Cedar Sinai. Thank you so much.
But okay.
That's my credit. That's my big credit.
Yeah.
But it's from Oceanside.
Oceanside?
Yeah, San Diego County.
All right, represent.
Oceanside. Yeah. Are you from there?
Poway.
Are you really?
Poway High represent.
Yeah? Oceanside High, baby.
Oceanside High.
Am I talking into this?
So, yeah, you're talking into it. You're good.
Should I look at the camera? Is that weird?
You could do whatever you want.
I can do whatever
this,
I want.
This is all about you, by the
way.
Okay,
great.
So whatever you and the thing is, whatever Love you want to talk about also, but you caught my interest right away because I'm North County there.
Yeah.
And you're more going towards San Clemente.
Up the road.
So what is it? What was it like growing up in Oceanside?
Fucked up. I don't know. Like, what was it like growing up in Poway?
It was... You were sheltered.
Yeah.
I was cutting weight and on the wrestling, I got into wrestling. Because, you know, Poway's known for the wrestling program.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. We're in football. Yeah. Football is Oceanside.
Yeah, Oceanside a little bit more rebellious, right? You have a lot of those biker bars and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was a weird place to grow up. In retrospect, it's like a beach. It's like kind of like a methy beach town. Like
I was going to say the meth is involved there too.
I didn't realize that there were so many hard drugs until like I grew up and moved to LA. And then I looked back and I was like, oh, everyone was on drugs my whole life.
In Oceanside.
Oh, yeah.
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 Like when did you realize like the meth kind of vibe there? Like in high school?
Not even really because I didn't know what meth was.
Yeah.
But I dated a guy when I was 15, one of my first boyfriends. He was a lot older than me.
Can we give him a shout out right now?
Yeah. Diesel.
What, his name is
believe it or not, Diesel was on meth. And
so shout out to Diesel.
Shout out to Diesel, my guy. Side. He's still alive. Yeah. He's married now, I believe. Okay.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, yeah, good for him. We're so
respect
glad.
To Diesel.
Okay. He's married. I'm not. Okay, so. Okay. Yeah, so he, when I was dating him, he was like, I used to have a problem with meth. And I was like, I don't know what that is because I was 15. Why would I know what meth was? But then I realized when I got older.
Yeah,
I was like,
have you ever tried
everybody.
It? Because I tried it a few times.
I have not tried it and no interest, really.
I smoked it.
Did you?
With the tinfoil thing. I guess they call it chasing the dragon.
That's so fucking gnarly. Is that what chasing the dragon is?
I think.
I thought heroin was chasing the dragon.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I got my drug terms wrong. Well, whatever I did, I smoked it.
Out of a tin.
And I just, my heart rate, it just.
Was it fun?
Yeah. And it just made me feel like doing a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Stuff. And yeah, I didn't like it.
No, I've done a bunch of Adderall, which is like.
Yeah, tell me. Let's talk about meth. How was what's that like?
It's good. You know, it's fun. Yeah. I do like it.
So it's a good. Can you kind of describe to the viewers and listeners? Adderall's a diet pill or something.
No, it's for ADHD. It's a stimulant.
Oh, I thought it was a diet pill.
No, not a diet pill.
Okay, so go ahead, correct me. I don't know much about it then, obviously.
A
so,
diet
pill. Yeah, just correct my.
Yeah, it could be a diet pill. Yeah. It could because you don't eat when you're on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then how did you get your hands on Adderall?
Got a psychiatrist, baby.
And then you just say, hey,
I have a hard time focusing.
I have a hard time focusing. And then boop, gives you a prescription. And and then. And then
a 13-year-old up with meth, and that's a legal meth.
So it's a legal form of meth.
Yeah.
So did you like get better grades?
Absolutely not. But man, I could focus.
You could focus.
Yeah, but like, it didn't make me smarter.
So what's the 13? That's middle school, freshman, high, like what is that?
I was prescribed it my freshman. I think my freshman year of high school.
Yeah.
Freshman or sophomore. Yeah.
And so you were on it throughout your throughout the whole time through high school?
Mm-hmm. Until like my early 20s, I stopped seeing a psychiatrist.
Yeah. And then how'd you get off Adderall?
I wasn't like taking it every day. It was one of those things where like when I was first prescribed it, I think I took it, I was taking it maybe like 4 or 5 times a week, but then like I started realizing that it was too much.
Yeah.
So then I would take it like recreationally. And now if I take it,
yeah,
it's like for fun.
Yeah. No, if you were to take it now, could you like drink more?
Fuck yeah, you drink so much.
So you could just down the beers?
Oh yeah, down the beers.
Like it's nothing, like it's soda pop.
Like it's soda pop, yeah.
So that makes sense if you're going out and you take Adderall.
Oh yeah, it's great.
Then you could just.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, put them down.
If you want to rage, Adderall's a drug.
Yeah.
Keeps you up.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. And then is it hard to quit Adderall?
You know, it is addictive. It is addictive, but I don't think it's like. You don't have to like get off of it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's scary. That's a scary form of it. Cause it's kind of like, it's made like, oh, it's okay. Cause you're prescribed it, but it's still like a light form of meth.
And, oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. It's totally a light form of meth.
So there's kids on it right now.
Absolutely.
Like starting for midterms and doing all that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oof, that's not good.
They put kids on it. They put real young kids on
Would
it.
Would you put your kid on that?
Fuck no.
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 Right?
No.
Just study like a normal kid.
Oh god, it was great though. It did really make me focus.
It did.
Yeah.
What do you miss about Oceans? Like, okay, let's we're gonna get off Oceanside because we need to get to your comedy career.
Oh, we can talk about Oceanside. Yeah, honestly, yeah. I love
like,
it.
What are the three, like, what do you like and what are things to like and dislike about Oceanside,
like growing up there? Or
yeah,
just like
I could
looking...
talk about Poway and then
but the thing you could
it's
the things that I like about it. What I liked about growing up there was that it was like very, it felt safe in a way. Like, I mean, I guess it's kind of not, but it was like a nice place to grow up.
It's San Diego, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I mean, how long have you been in LA now?
10 years.
So now being in LA, going back, it's a different world. It's
different
like Disneyland.
World. Oh God, it's so different.
It's so slow.
It's so slow. But
right?
It's nice how close it is. You know, I can just drive home and see my parents.
Yeah. Are your folks still there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, they're there.
Yeah.
But It's completely different worlds. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, way different.
Yeah.
We used to hang, I mean, this is, God, I'm dating myself, but in the 90s, I'll just say, I'll keep it. In the 90s, we would go to, our beach was Del Mar.
Yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
Or Solana.
Did you go to the Del Mar Fair?
Oh, hell, Del Mar Fair. Forget about it. All the kids went.
All the kids went.
I mean, kids from Mira Mesa High to Mount Carmel to Vista to Poway.
Or all the Del
Mar Morris Fair. High School. We all went.
I remember I was going to the Del Mar
Vista
Fair.
Also, yeah.
Yeah. I see you.
Uh-huh. Can I say one fact about Poway?
Please.
I always say this. Do you know who went to my high school?
Blink-182.
How'd you know?
Because I fucking loved Blink-182.
I loved. I know Tom.
No.
Oh, he was in my class.
No, I was obsessed with him.
So Tom, if you're out there.
Tom DeLong, he's so fucking weird now.
Can I tell you a story about?
Please, I was obsessed with him.
I just remember one, because we're from the same class. I don't want to say the date, because I'll be dating my, it was in the 90s.
He was in your graduating class?
He was high school. He was prom king.
No.
On top of that.
Way.
Yeah, dude.
I loved him.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And this is the thing. You might not believe me, but he used to jam at the kegger party. You know, like the local parties?
Yeah.
Like in the backyard. In the backyard with a keg and, you know.
Were they famous yet? When did
no,
they get?
No, people would ignore them.
Really?
They'd be playing, and then people would be like, ah. But then, you know, when I realized it was for real, I went to Arizona State, and I had some of my high school friends visit me in my little dorm room, which is the size of my bathroom. It was a dinky dorm room, and they had CDs, like three Blink 182 CDs. The one with the cat on it.
Oh, that's one of their first ones.
One of their first ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is dating back then, back in that era, and then they go, "Dude, Tom's on MTV." And I go, and then that's when like the light bulb went off, and I'm like, "What?
No way!"
And they're like, "Dude, he's rock star." I go, "What? No." He's like, "Yeah, he's all over MTV. Steve is what I'm telling you." And I'm like, and then that's when I'm like, "Oh," and then you know, then it's forget about
and
it.
And then it's Blink-182.
It's just so weird because I grew up with him.
That's
like, you
so
know,
wild.
Like the same schools and, you know what I'm saying?
I loved him. Oh my God. Wait, was the Mark Hoppus go there too?
No, just Tom.
It was just Tom?
Yeah. But let me forget about my.
Were you supposed to stand back a little towards you? Yeah. Just...
Like this?
Yeah, towards you.
Like this?
Yeah, a little more.
Like this?
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So invited me to skateboard. It was the Albertsons parking lot near where he lived. He lived near a place called Rancho Arbolitos. It's like a tennis, like where the tennis courts were.
Okay.
It was like a country club type thing, Rancho Arbolitos. But then there was like a Penguin's yogurt shop, a Little Caesars. There was Albertsons, and then we skateboarded the red curb there because he skated.
Yeah.
He was a good skater. He actually could kickflip back then.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Yum. I love a skater.
And so
guy.
We all had mutual friends like. And then I went back to his house and
you went to his house?
Yeah, dude, he was the home dude, like we grew up with Tom. Like my friend Rich Sala like was better closer to Tom than I was. Like
that's so crazy.
So it's just weird that now he's like this huge monolith of a rock star guy.
Yeah.
But like we went back to his house and his mom like pray, like it was weird. It was like kind of like a Bible study thing, and his mom put her hands on my head and started like praying in tongues, speaking in tongues. She's like, "All right,
we're over here." No way.
Yeah, dude. Like I was like, it was weird.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so weird.
So
and he got really into aliens. Now he's just like,
oh yeah,
committed
he's got
to
his
aliens.
Own. He's got his own To the Stars Academy. You know what I'm saying? He's got his own like whole business or I don't know some kind of. Thing platform for like space studies or I don't know like he's really into
he's
it
he's really into it.
What do you like about Tom?
Oh my God, he was my I loved him. He was always so hot to me.
Tom,
he was just so hot. Yeah, hottest guy.
This is another fact. His stepbrother Sean Kitchen, shout out to Sean Kitchen. He was on the wrestling team. That's how close, like, Tom,
so funny.
Like, his stepbrother was on the wrestling team, and you know what I'm saying? And so, it's just hard for me to, because, like, you know, I'm still, like, I'm living this small room, and just to think of, wow, like, Tom Pye lives in Malibu, or like, you know what I'm saying?
Didn't they live in, they moved to like Encinitas, right?
Oh man, now you're really bringing back memories.
I remember I was in high school and I would be like, I gotta go find Blink-182.
Yeah, I
remember I would like, I think I saw him driving once and I was like, oh my God, there's Tom DeLonge in Encinitas. Who knows where he is now, but.
So the way you look at Tom, is it the same way people look at like Bono or like David Bowie or something? But like, someone like that?
I don't look at him like that anymore. But
what, you know, what happened?
Well, it's the love isn't there anymore. I mean, it was there, but I'm not like a big.
Wait a minute. When did the love disappear for Tom? I'm not and like, Blink?
A, you know, the Blink, the, it, the familiarity of like loving that band is there, but I don't like love Blink-182 anymore. You know what? I guess I do. I don't know what I'm saying. Maybe
all
I'm lying.
The small things, my show, seen it. Like, come on, that's catchy stuff. Catchy pop songs. No?
That's a great song.
Yeah, that's a damn good song.
It's a damn good song.
Now, the same way I looked at The Cure, do kids look at Tom that way and Blink?
I don't
like
know.
That iconic. No, I'm talking about iconic bands where they're like U2 or, you know what I'm saying? Or
maybe.
What's a modern band that kids go like the way. OK, let's Post Malone, because I want to talk about, because you just bumped into him. Right?
I did. I
want to talk
fan.
About that.
Yeah, we will.
The same way kids look at up to Post Malone.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, that's Post Malone. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. He did the Spider-Man song.
Yeah,
he did the sunflower guy.
The rock star.
Do people? Is it the same way we used to look up to Tom?
I think so. It must have been. Yeah,
see, that's crazy.
Because I was like, I remember, I was like worshiping him when I was in high school, middle school.
Like, you were worship, like you had posters of him.
I had posters.
You had pictures of him in your room.
I had pictures, posters.
It boggles my mind.
Yeah, I loved him. He was my favorite one in the band.
Who, Tom?
Yeah. He had my favorite voice.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, because his normal voice didn't sound that way. But when he sang, he like went a couple octaves.
When did they get famous?
I'm telling you, it was like 94, 95, 96, somewhere around that. Because I remember I was in college.
No way, really?
Yeah, because I remember it happened when I left. I went to Arizona. My friends came to visit me. They had the CDs. He had already been recording albums and signed to labels.
They got famous in like 96.
In the 90s, okay. Right, Craig? It's definitely in the late 90s, 96, 97. No, I didn't have one poster of Tom. I wish I had my yearbook on me.
I wish you did too. Fuck.
But the thing is, it, you would think that, you know, like someone like Marilyn Manson, right, is like the outcast. Then he became the rock star, right? But he was the outcast. But then someone like Tom, everyone always loved Tom.
Really?
He was the popular kid during the whole time.
He was the prom king.
He was a prom homecoming. No, homecoming king.
Homecoming king.
Come on.
God, I bet he had so many girlfriends.
Oh, God, what was the name of that one girl? Let's forget about Tom. Let's go on to Post Malone. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I love you, Tom. So if Tom, can you extend an invitation to Tom on the Stevie Weeby show if he's listening?
I already talked so much shit about him loving aliens. Isn't that better?
No. So Tom DeLonge, Tom, we love you.
Love you.
Please come on
fan.
Here. I swear. I come on.
Come
please,
on
brother. Please.
You got a
you remember me, Rich Salo, Dan Rogers. Just remember us, man.
Damn.
We love you, Tom. So tell me
Power
about, because, yeah, you bumped into Post Malone.
I did, on Sunset Boulevard.
When did this happen?
Last week, yeah.
Like, hello, like, how did that happen? Like, you just saw him at...
Saw him walking down the street, and I said, there's my man. I pulled over, I was in my car, pulled on over, yelled out the window, and I said, Post, I'm a huge fan.
On Sunset?
On Sunset. Right in front of the Comedy Store, and he was like, thank you so much.
He was just like, walking...
Walking alone.
Alone.
Wearing a hat, a cowboy hat, a white cowboy hat that said Post Malone on it. And I was like, yeah, that's him.
Was he cool?
He was so nice. He was so cool. He was so sweet.
His music's just really catchy. And
yeah, I'm a big
that
fan.
Sunflower song. Jeez. I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
Right. You can't. I mean, it's a good song.
What was the first one? The White Iverson?
White Iverson song, was this then, big one, yeah.
I keep something on you. Here comes something.
Who's that one?
I knocking on you. I forgot.
I don't recognize that one.
Sing another one.
I think you were trying. That's White Iverson.
Yeah, yeah. How
I'm
do you?
Sussing, I'm sussing. I'm sussing
on
you.
Sussing on you.
That's it.
She was a bad, bad, nevertheless. Come on, dude. How do you come up with these? How do people come up with these? I'm asking you.
You're asking me.
Like, how do they come up with these angelic melodies? I've been doing music for so much long. I can't even think of one.
Tell you. How do they do it? I don't
know. It's magic.
Why don't you call up Tom? He would know.
He won't even answer my DMs. What are you talking about? Let's get off Tom. We're off Tom.
Sorry, we're off Tom. No more Tom.
Unless he messages us and comes to either your show or he comes to this apartment.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
Tom, this is your last chance.
What are you doing? This is the last time we reach out.
How did you get into comedy, and how did you make it outside of Oceanside to L.A., and how did this all come about?
Okay, so I got in. Well, we'll start with the Oceanside.
We're still in Oceanside.
We're still in Oceanside.
Sorry. I got carried away.
That's where all my trauma's from. Okay. So we got a lot to unpack.
Okay.
I grew up there.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I need to get out of L.A., get out of Oceanside, because I don't want to be here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
All of my friends were going to college. I wasn't smart enough to go to college. Didn't have the grades. Thank you.
It's okay.
Safe space.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't smart enough to go. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to community college in LA because my family's from here. Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Smart.
Didn't even get my...
Save money.
Los Angeles City College, baby.
LACC represent. Hey, that's my old neighborhood. I live there on Sanborn. You know what I mean?
I live across
right
the street
there,
from
dude.
It now.
Right there.
Alma mater.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with it.
Absolutely. Didn't even get, what's it, a double A? An AA. What's it called?
Associates. Yeah. It's okay. It's all right. You didn't need it. Don't need it.
Look at me now.
Don't need the associates.
No.
Working comedian. Doing her thing.
Here we are.
Hello. Don't need it. Yes.
So,
I love it.
Thank you. So yeah, left Oceanside. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to LA. I'm going to study acting. Got into theater because...
You had to do it.
I love the spotlight.
Did you just take improv? Where did you start?
I went to LACC for their... They have a community theater program.
How much was it? Pretty reasonable price, right? For the class?
Probably $200 a
semester. Yeah, there you go.
Nothing.
Okay, and then you did that for a semester?
No, I was there for three... It was a three-year-long program.
Okay.
It was like a conservatory, acting conservatory.
That's cool.
So it was a three-year program. Mm-hmm. Did that. Was a terrible actor. But had fun. I had fun on stage. I liked that.
Mm-hmm.
I liked when I got laughs. I would always get laughs.
Yeah, because you had to do scenes in front of people.
You
liked that.
Yes, mm-hmm. But I was a terrible dramatic actor.
But you got laughs, though.
But I would get laughs, and the laughs felt... good. And I was like, you know what, I'm onto something.
And then that's when the seed was planted.
Barely.
Keep going.
So then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna study Shakespeare.
Was
bad at that, wanted to be good at it so badly.
Okay.
But I did that.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time I was like, oh, I'm gonna do improv too. So I started doing improv. Bad at that. Again, loved the laughs, loved the spotlight.
The laughs. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Loved the attention.
So there's an underlying thing
going on.
So now
the wheels are turning.
Yeah, the wheels are turning now.
Wait
a minute.
And I was like, you know what I want to do? I want to be able to write what I want to talk about and do what I want to be in control of myself.
And you write it.
I want to write it.
It's your script.
Mm-hmm.
It's your stuff.
And so I had that idea. I was writing all this stuff, and I was, none of it was funny, but I was like, you know what? Got to figure it out. And then I found out about a stand-up class.
Mm-hmm.
Took a class.
Where, LACC still?
No.
This is
years after. So I started doing stand-up 4 years ago. I moved here in 2009 and then started stand-up 4 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so where was the class, the first class?
It was called Pretty Funny Women.
Okay.
And that was where I started my stand-up class.
Whoa. What was that like?
Good. It was good.
Yeah. How many other people were in your class?
10 maybe?
10?
Yeah, 10 girls.
And then these other females, were they hitting up? Like, when did you start doing mics? Do they teach you first, then you start hitting open mics?
It's like, I remember, you start the class, and then she's like, okay, well, now she helps you write material, and is like, this is, you know, joke formula.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, if you want to do this, you got to go out and do open mics. So then I was like, okay, I guess I'll do open mics. I think mm-hmm. I did, like, 2.
Which ones?
Then my first mic ever was Flappers.
Flappers, Burbank. In Burbank, okay.
It was so bad. It was so bad. And I had a bunch of my friends come because they were like, we're so excited for you. And I remember I got pulled like last.
Out of a hat. Yeah.
And my friends were all there and it was just so embarrassing and it was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to do like our showcase.
And what does that entail?
So it's either a 6 or 8 week long class, and at the end of it, you know, you have your hot 5 minutes.
Okay,
she helps you put together 5 minutes.
But
of
you
material.
Had 3 before that. It goes 3 minutes, then 5.
No.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Okay, I don't know what I'm talking about. Keep going. Okay, I thought. I'm so sorry. I thought you had 3.
No, it's fine.
I thought you had 3 first. I thought you start with 3.
You do it at mics.
At
you
mics.
Usually
okay.
have. Open
That's
mics are like 3
about.
Minutes.
3 minutes, okay.
Yeah, I think I had a 3-minute mic at Flappers.
Showcase is 5.
Showcase was 5.
5. So that, gotcha. 5. I won't interrupt anymore.
Yeah, so that was I had a 5-minute set at Flappers, you know, my home.
Yeah.
My alma mater. And yeah, I had a really good 5-minute set. I mean, looking back, it wasn't that good, but like at the time,
it made you feel good. You got through it. You got a few laughs.
Oh God, I fucking crushed, and I was like, "Thank you." You pull up the video if you want.
There you go.
It was.
Oh, it's on YouTube.
Oh, it's on YouTube.
So how do people find it? If they watch this, can they find it?
Yep.
Okay, what do they got to do to find it?
Type in Gabby Lamb on YouTube, and I should show up as on
like, on one of the videos.
Yeah, it's Flappers. I think it's like Gabrielle Lamb Flapper's debut.
Oh, great, great, great.
Yeah,
great.
Okay.
Well, no, it's out. It's great. It's documented.
Yeah, it is. You know, you can watch all my progress online. Then there's a bunch of other stuff online that's bad, but you know.
And then
live and learn.
So from that showcase, then what happened after that? I always ask comedians because everyone has a different trajectory.
Mm-hmm.
Like what happens after that?
After that, I was like, well, I was like, I'm a fucking world famous comedian now because I had, you know, I was so high off that set. I was like, yep, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix, come on.
Netflix.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Flappers.
After that
Flappers
one,
and
Flappers.
Netflix. Yeah, after that, I was like, I'm ready. I'm a star. And I wasn't ready or a star, but, you know, in my head I was.
Yeah, in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think one needs that to, it's like building a tough skin to navigate through this comedy world and to go up the ladder?
Of course. You have to be a little bit delusional and like, okay, you know.
So delusional in even if you did bad, you'd be like, no, I killed.
No, I've never been
like
that.
So that's delusional.
That's delusional. I've never been that person. I've never thought that I've done like really well when I haven't. I'm pretty self-aware with that. But keeping the delusion alive of like, I'm going to be really, there's greatness in me. I guess that's not delusional. That's
right. You need something to keep you going.
Yeah.
I respect what you do. I was doing open mics for like years ago, I did it for 6 months. I did Marty's, Rock Paper.
Oh yeah.
Meltdown.
Oh, you were after Rock Paper?
Yeah. I went like 4 or 5 times a week. Like I know what you guys, the thing is I never got laughs.
Honestly, neither do I. Yeah.
No, you do. I saw your stuff online, man. You get laughs.
It's hit or miss a lot of the time. And also for like the first like fucking year of stand-up doing open mics, I remember just like I had my great Flapper set. And then I was like, all right, time to start hitting the grind, you know?
And then let's talk about it.
And
like what happened?
So I remember a couple of weeks after my like first Flapper set, feeling good about myself. And then I went to a mic. It was Echoes Under Sunset.
I've been to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like at that. It's like kind of under the bridge.
Yeah.
And then it's like a dark room, and then you go to the other room, and then
there's
that tiny little theaters, like a wooden.
Yeah.
It's
closed now.
Okay.
I think Good Riddance. That place was a nightmare. But I remember I did a mic there, one of my first ones, and I bombed so badly. And I sat in my car afterwards crying, and I was like, what am I doing? I can't do this.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
But don't you think that that's... Because I listen to Joe Rogan a lot, mm-hmm. and he talks a lot about, you know, he's a famous, like, established comedian.
He's a famous guy, yeah.
But he says that, failure is an important part of the process of, no, I'm talking specifically about comedy, what you do. It's vital to grow and as a comedian. Do you agree with that?
Oh, totally.
Because look, you made it through that.
Made it through it. Still right. Make it through it. Kind
and
of,
now, mm-hmm. I've seen you at the Laugh Factory,
I'm on
dude.
The fucking Laugh Factory.
Dude, you're at the Laugh Factory,
dude.
I'm
at the Laugh Factory, dude.
So how did you get from crying in your car that night at Sunset Under the Bridge?
Sunset Under the Bridge.
Yeah, 4 years and you're already at the Laugh Factory?
Yeah, they've posted me a lot. They love me. They show me a lot of love, which is great.
I mean, I don't think that's like a common thing. I think it takes maybe 10 years on top of the 4 you did.
Yeah, everyone's
to get
timeline
to
is different, but yeah.
That's crazy. So how did you get from that Echoes to Laugh Factory?
Fuck, I don't even... honestly, 4 years. Yeah, I guess a lot. I mean, it'll be 5 in July.
Dude, you're right, Greg. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, look, I guess it's not that much time. It's not that much time.
At all.
In the history of doing stand-up, yeah. I don't know, honestly. I don't know. Oh, you know what? No. I don't know.
You don't know how it happened?
I got booked at the Laugh Factory through a friend who was running a show, and I had a really good set, and then they posted my set, and I got a lot of followers from it, and I was like, whoa, this is cool. And then maybe a year later, I got booked on a Pretty Funny Women show, the woman who I started the class with, because she was running shows at the Laugh Factory, and they posted another one of my clips, and I was like, great, bring it on.
On Instagram?
Mm-hmm. And YouTube.
Wow. Yeah, and YouTube.
Yeah. And then this most recent one was just through the booker there. And, you know,
God,
you just, you're around
so
town.
Crazy.
People see you and you start.
But you know what's so cool about that? And, like, I think that it would be harder to do that, like, in the 90s or early 2000s. But it's making me think of these social platforms.
Yeah.
That, because you just said Instagram, Facebook, videos, passing on. You know what I'm saying? One person, you know, passing the video on to this person, and you never know who is watching it.
Totally. Everything happens through social media now, and I'm so fucking grossly addicted to it. But yeah, I've gotten a lot of love
through that.
Yeah, definitely. Which is great. Which is so great for a comedian.
Yeah.
Well, for anyone really in the entertainment. But
so don't you think that's like any like person starting out comedy, they would probably give up an arm to do one set at the Laugh Factory.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't
you
say?
Don't
you think that's like one of the monoliths? Comedy Store, Improv, Laugh Factory. Wouldn't you say?
Those are the ones.
Those are the ones, right? I don't know. Well, my brother does comedy, and I've been following his career, so I've been just looking at what he's been doing.
Okay.
You don't do Comedy Store?
I do.
Okay.
I do the Comedy Store, but I'm not like a paid regular there. I'm not there. Not.
But
I would like to be.
I could see you. I don't see why not. Is what I was gonna say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could totally see you doing that.
Yeah.
Right. How does that work? I don't even know. I'm a brother of a comedian. Like, I don't.
Wait, who's your brother?
Bobby.
Oh,
Bobby.
Bobby's your brother?
Yeah,
Bobby. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He's my older brother.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So I've been following him.
That's so funny. He's so funny.
Since, going back to San Diego.
Yeah.
There's a place in La Jolla, Disc Cafe, and that was near the Comedy Store in La Jolla. So my brother was working. You know the Panikin coffee shop? It's in Del Mar.
Yeah, I love Panikin.
You remember the Panikin, right?
I always eat there.
Yeah, so the Panikin was near there. And my brother was working at that record store, and he needed...
Wait, Lou's or whatever?
No, it was a Disc Cafe.
Oh, you said it was Disc Cafe.
Yeah,
okay.
Disc Cafe, and he had to get change, and so he had to go to the Comedy Store to get change, and it was, I guess, an open mic, and he'd go there, and then he decided, I should try to do an open mic.
Really?
And, yeah, that's how it started.
That's what?
Yeah, and then he would make me, he would like perform in front of me, like in the bedroom. Like I'd sit on the bed. He goes, "Sit down, dude. Let me do my act." And then he would like, it was so weird.
God,
like he would like do his act outs, and he'd be like, you know, I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
He goes, "Was it good?" I go,
I was like his little cheerleader. Yeah. Yeah, it was good, Bob. Look at him now.
Look at him now. Fucking look at him now. God, he's doing Magnum so PI. Well. Yeah, he's very funny.
Yeah. Magnum PI. You're a special talent in this field because you're getting it. So are you working on a special, like a half hour now, or how does it work?
I don't know. That's the thing now. I'm like, what's the next step?
Well, there has to be a next.
Absolutely. What is the next step? But I don't know what.
But what is it? I'm trying to figure. I don't know what you
guys
do.
I'm trying to figure it out too.
Okay, this is from the outside looking in. I've had a lot of comedians as guests here, right? Yeah. This is the gist I get. Mm-hmm. I've been writing, or I'm doing a show at this, or I'm opening for this person, and then that's about the end of it. They're either gonna watch me here, I'm gonna be performing here, or I'm writing for this thing here, or I'm looking, I don't know, like, what, is there, like, some manual for comedians where you do this, then you do your special, then you do this, and then you become like George Carlin.
I don't know. Look at Bobby's career. He has a great career. I'd love my career to look like that.
Well, he hasn't done a special.
Does he not have a special? Really? I would love to have a special.
No, I just my dream for him. I want him to have a special.
I'm surprised that he, because he doesn't. Yeah.
No, he hasn't done it yet.
Does he want to?
I don't know. It's kind of that's a good question. It's been 20 years, right?
Huh?
Yeah. I think you probably beat him to the punch, man. You're doing
that
good.
That would be cool. It'd be cool to get on the road and start opening for people. I'd really like to like create a television show, but I also don't know how to fucking write. Like, I don't know how to write it.
No, that's not. But don't you? Okay, well, okay. You just brought up writing, but how do you write up your bit? How do you come up with ideas for your bits?
Fuck, I don't even. You think you,
that's writing?
Something funny happens. You write it down. You're like, I guess I'll expand on this.
Oh, so that's, you just get an idea, write it down, and then you just experiment with it?
Yeah, you can go
You
to,
say it in different ways? Or?
Say it in different ways. You go to those 3-minute mics and...
Yeah,
see if it works. Usually it doesn't, because no one gives a fuck, and that's it. That's the process.
When do people start giving a fuck? When you're on TV.
When you start getting kind of famous, and then people are like, oh, we're interested now.
But don't you think it's easier because of technology now to get more famous or well-known?
Totally.
Like, this thing I film here has, like, gained me a whole bunch of attention that I never thought possible. You know, just this thing here. Anyone could do this thing. Like, it just takes dedication and consistency. So don't you think anyone could, like...
And personality.
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah,
okay, you know, I have my moments, but this is about
personality.
Gabby
carry.
Here. So
honestly, we just talk about you.
No, it's okay. We talked about Tom. I thought me talking about Blink was enough. This is your. I'm trying to, we're trying to get more shine, put a shining light here. I'm just trying to figure out as far as the next thing is to feature. You follow like someone like Theo Von or Chris D'Elia. Hey, can I open up for you in Dallas?
Yeah.
And then you go to Dallas.
Yeah.
And then you do the thing, right?
Yeah.
So you get what, 5, 10 minutes or 15? What's a?
I don't know how that works. 10 to 15, maybe.
So you 10-15, and then you get a couple hundred dollars. I don't know how, whatever, you get a good check from that. And then you go to some other. Like Eric Griffin, hey, Eric, can I open up for you in Sacramento?
Yeah, some shit like that.
And then you go up there, and you did a good job. Here's your money. Uh-huh. And then
and
you just keep doing
you
that.
Start headlining, you know.
But how does that happen? Do you have to go to like a comedy club owner and go, hey, you've seen me 5 times here doing the thing. I'm the person
I'm
now.
Ready to headline.
How does that work?
I don't know. I think it's just you start gaining enough.
Recognition,
and then they start putting you on lineups with other really big comics, and then all of a sudden you're a headliner, and then you start selling out shows. When it starts getting to the point where you sell tickets and people come to see you, that's when it's like,
oh, that's how it works.
I guess.
What about your agency? Do you have management?
I have a manager. I do have a manager.
Okay, agency?
No agents.
So Don't you think that would be the next step?
Unwrapped.
Too?
Take me.
So Unwrapped. Is, yeah. So CAA, if you're watching, rapper Gersh Agency.
Gersh.
If you're watching, rapper William Morris.
Yeah. William Morris.
William Morris.
I'm your girl.
If you're watching, rapper, give me another one. UTA. If you're watching, rapper. What am I missing, Craig?
ICM.
If you're watching, rapper. How do what? Innovative.
God, you know them all.
He used to work. He could have been an agent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A long time ago, he could have. Yeah.
Come on,
dude. This could be a 5-hour podcast just on this guy. Yeah, he's been through it. You know, he's been through the trade. So I think so agency will help because that's their job.
Yeah.
To be like, hey. Show my girl some love. Yeah. She already did this. Thing,
I'd like
this
to start
thing,
acting now.
Thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That'd
be nice.
So for your special, you don't necessarily have to go through Netflix. You could film it yourself now, right?
I think so, yeah.
Then once you package it, get your own film crew and editor, blah, 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 music. Then it's packaged. Mm-hmm. Then you could put it on a platform. How does that work?
I don't know. No idea, but I know that you could do that and you could film your own thing. And then if you have good rep, or maybe if you don't, you could submit it to any of those big places and have, you know. But then I also don't know, like, for like Netflix specials, Netflix like decides, like, for D'Elia.
Yeah.
Is Netflix like, okay, we want to produce your special. They must, right? Like, that's how that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he obviously he's probably repped by one of those major, like,
yeah,
CAA or someone like that.
Yeah,
and his agent's like, well, this is his fee or blah blah blah, and then he'll do it for, I don't know.
Yeah,
but I've also hear stories like, going back to Joe Rogan, I listen a lot to Joe about, he talks about Dave Chappelle, and he's saying that I know it's Dave Chappelle, right? He's at the very top, but he, I mean, can you do something where, because he used to go just not perform in clubs, but he would just set up a speaker in a park and just do like a free show, and just he would create his own like outlet or platform for a show. Can you, I'm just asking, can you do, in today's world, can you navigate that way, create your own like you know, get your own like room and print out flyers?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah, you could do that.
Are there comedy shows that exist like that?
Yeah.
Where it's really do it yourself?
Yeah. I know people that do shit like that, that will like want to do like tape their 30, so they'll like rent out a space and they'll do all the promoting. Yeah.
What about normal shows? Like, if you have a good like group of your comedian friends, mm-hmm. can you be like, hey, let's just rent out this warehouse and then make flyers and
Set
up a PA system? Can you do it?
Yeah. People do that all the time. Yeah.
So have
I done?
Yeah. Have you done that?
No.
Why not?
You know, not.
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of fun. But I should be more driven like that. I'm trying. Yeah.
Is it really competitive between like other comedians? And
Is it competitive in the comedian world?
Yeah, I guess
in
so.
In open micers, it is.
Yeah, I guess it's competitive. But then like you also start to see that everybody has like their own space. Like it's not like there's not enough room, you know? Like if you're good and people like you, there's room for you.
There is.
Yeah, I guess there is competition though, I suppose, especially with like the what the fuck, like the comedy festivals.
Yeah, well, how does that work? Have you been to one yet?
No.
Okay, how do you get on
you're rejected from all
how
of
do
them.
You get on the comedy festival circuit? How do you do that?
You start submitting, and you have to pay like $70, submit a tape, and then they'll
wait,
okay.
You have to pay $70?
Yeah.
Why?
Fuck. It's like it's a
so you're telling me you have to, if you want to be in the comedy festival circuit,
mm-hmm.
you have to submit a tape.
Mm-hmm.
You're real.
Yep.
Of your sets,
mm-hmm.
and pay him $70?
$70.
Oh, that's bullshit.
I know.
So you're not going to do that?
I've done it, and I get rejected, and I'm like, you know, I don't have the money to do this anymore.
How do you get, because my brother's one of his goals was to go up to Montreal just for laughs.
Yeah.
And because that's like a pinnacle thing.
That's like the big
that's
one.
That's the big one, right?
Yeah.
Well, it took him years. He just got on last year.
What, really?
Yeah.
He just did JFL.
He never got invited. Yeah,
a lot of but a lot of like.
So how does that work? That's so that's telling me that's politics, man.
It is politics.
That's freaking politics. That's some person's saying, oh, I like her, but I don't like her. I like him. I don't know. I don't like that brand of comp. Like, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Because it took my brother 20 years just to get invited up there.
Yeah.
Right?
It is politics. Definitely.
So I was going to ask you, how does one get just for invited up there? But you have, it's all politics.
I
don't know.
Part, yeah.
I'm just guessing. This is not my thing. This year, you know, you guys are doing the thing.
The submissions just came out, so I could submit this year to try and go, but
please do it.
I can't.
Why?
Because I have a DUI, and they don't let you into Canada when you have a DUI.
Jeez.
I'd have to get a lawyer. That's expensive.
Yeah, what happened? You want to talk about it?
Yeah, we talk about it. No, I didn't get an accident.
What happened with this DUI? What happened?
Got in April.
What were you drinking?
I had so many beers. I was on a comedy show in San Diego. And
how many beers do you have?
I had probably five beers.
Five, six beers?
Probably five beers. I think it was five. Five IPAs.
Well, I was going to say Budweiser or IPAs. Bud is IPA, yeah. So that's maybe equivalent to more like 10.
Probably like 10.
Yeah. Because it's like more alcohol.
Yeah, it's more alcohol.
So you're just socially drinking at a comedy show.
I was
show.
At a show in San Diego, hanging out with all the, you know, you get free drinks.
Yeah, and you're just drinking.
Just drinking, having a good time. And then I thought, you know what, let's go back to LA. So I got on the freeway.
And you're driving?
I was driving, speeding, and they pulled me over and they're like, whoa, do you know how fast you were going? And I was like, nope. And then they're like, it was 100.
It was 100 miles per hour?
Just going 100 miles per hour on the freeway.
Yeah. And then, Who was with you?
No one.
You're by yourself?
It's me listening to music.
But you just said, let's go.
Didn't oh, that you? Was me talking to myself.
Oh, that was you.
I said, let's go back.
This is you. This is all in your mind.
It's all in my mind. Saying, let's go. We're going to go.
Lord.
Yeah.
So have you cut down on your drinking since then?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good,
I've been
good.
Trying to get sober. Yeah. They say that as I'm so hungover
hey,
today.
I'm sober.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are
you? Yeah, I'm in a program.
Are you in
a
program?
10 years, yeah.
Really? I've been trying to work the program, sort of.
Hey, if you knew afterwards, if you want to talk about it,
yeah.
Afterwards, you know.
I do see the alcohol. Yeah, it's not,
yeah.
I've been trying
it's
to work
good,
the program.
It's a, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'll tell you where it's at. And there's a good one on Friday. I set up the sound.
Oh,
I'm the sound guy. I set up the whole speaker system.
Oh, which one? Where Friday?
New Hope on New Hampshire.
What time?
8
a.m.
p.m.
Oh, p.m. Okay, nights I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You should definitely, you know, I could save you a seat. It's a speaker thing.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
You'll like it. It's because there's a lot of people and you won't, you know what I mean?
I do like, I've, you know, I had to start going because of court.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait, maybe I'm an alcoholic. This morning I woke up and I was like, you know what? I think I am an alcoholic. So I have to.
Right. I mean, if you're questioning it,
yeah.
Then you may have to look into that. I mean, I'm not here to say yes
no,
or no.
I don't.
I just met you tonight. You know what I'm saying? But you're telling me that this event happened and then this, you know.
It's so, forcing me to think about a lot of things. And honestly, I'm like tired of drinking. It's my life would be better if I wasn't.
And not that my life is grand by any means, but ask this guy, like, because he knew me when I was drinking.
Oh, and yeah.
Faded. And he'll tell you afterwards, like, I've changed a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to be the guy at the bar, just the creepy guy at the bar. Just, like, just the little Asian guy at the bar, just red face by myself, trying to hit on girls.
Oh, I love
that. You want to kick it? No, just to just dress my seventh beer. Hey, live down the street. Come kick it.
Stop.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, it's, I never really like act out. I'm not like worried. It's just, I'm like, I'm exhausted by it.
There you
like,
go. You're sick of it.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of
DUI. That's you're on the, that's the,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we'll talk afterwards. And maybe that's the main reason why you came. And this was awesome, and it was really entertaining. But maybe I don't know. I'm not. I don't control the universe. But maybe that I don't know.
Yeah.
Because you saw. I don't. That was weird. You're like, oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I've been trying. I've been going to meetings in and out.
Okay. No doubt. Let's. Jeez, it's almost 10 already.
Is it? Have we done 50 minutes?
Okay, let's cool. I want to talk about let's start plugging your social medias, your future upcoming shows. Anything you have planned? Start with your Instagram.
Instagram. Yeah. My Instagram handle, follow me there, is at Gabby Lamby, GabbyLamby. Very active on social media.
Yeah.
That's where to find me. Mm-hmm. I plug all my shows, plug everything. Mm-hmm. And I have for my next ones. I'm in San Diego a lot, like in the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. La Jolla Comedy Store.
Oh, La Jolla.
Favorite.
All right, all right. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Yeah. La Jolla.
I don't know what date. The 19th? December 19th.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. What's up with the YouTube and
the
website?
I don't really have. I'm not like. I don't really have like a YouTube channel though. But you can find me on YouTube, Gabby Lamb. I'm on there.
Have you thought about starting one up or putting all your content on one platform like YouTube?
I should.
Yeah, you should.
I should.
It's smart. You should do it.
I'm like so fucking not organized enough to do it.
That's
also why I'm like I need to get sober because I just my brain is so like all over the
place. All over the place.
Yeah. As much like.
Is it like just the thought of it's like overwhelming?
Yeah.
I feel you. It is, but it is manageable. You could do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but I mean, that's just something to keep in mind, you know, because that'll always be there. But, website?
Don't have a website.
Okay. And then you said your show, the next show's in La Jolla Comedy Club.
But everything, I'm really active on Instagram.
Your Twitter?
Yeah. What is my Twitter? Like Gabby, I think it's Gabby, Gabrielle Lamb. I'm not super active on Twitter. I am, but like not, I would say Instagram is where I thrive.
Is that one word or two words when they say Gabby Lamby? Like, is that?
Yeah, it's one word.
It's one word, Gabby Lamby.
Yeah, Gabby Lamby.
Can you spell that out again for the viewers and listeners?
GabbyLamby.
And how do you spell Gabrielle?
GabrielleLe.
Again? Spelled again?
GabrielleLe. Gabrielle.
Yeah. One last thing. Do you have some like diamonds?
Yeah,
in your
I do
teeth?
Have diamonds in my teeth.
I noticed. Yeah. I didn't want to like say anything, but those are cool. Like
they're there.
How do you get them on your teeth like that?
I got into a place to get them done. They glue them in.
They glue. They're like shiny.
Yeah. They look like adult braces. Somebody said the other night. What?
Yeah.
These are new. I got they're not new. I got them touched up today because they were fading. I got a big new one today.
Oh, I love some beautiful. Whoa, who did that?
I got it done.
Well, that's new.
This is today. Yeah.
Oh wow.
I got this today.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And then these got touched up today.
Who does your work?
This guy. His name is Mike Burns. He's at Thunderbird in Echo Park.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful stuff. Are you going to get more? What about your other arm?
No.
Just on that arm?
Yeah, this is my mic. You know, this is my
mic.
Oh,
okay,
arm.
Okay. So
you're
just
going to
do that? Hey, does the knuckles hurt?
No.
They don't?
No, they didn't hurt too bad.
I might want to do that.
Yeah, I like the hand tattoos.
What are you laughing at, Greg?
You going to get hand tattoos?
I want to. I mean, I have.
Oh, okay.
I have some, but
I like knuckle tattoos. I think they're cool.
I want to get some one. When my dad passed away, I definitely want to get my next one's of my dad.
Okay.
So I want to get a tattoo of my dad somewhere.
Okay.
Like probably right here. I have a tattoo of my brother right here.
Do you really?
Bob's here, yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah. And I want to get my dad right next to him.
Okay.
And then, but now you're opening up a whole different chamber.
You got to do the fingers. Knuckles.
Did you have the pop socket before?
I have a pop socket of Post Malone on my phone. I've had that on there for a very long time. I was so embarrassed. I was trying to cover it because
I don't get it. What does that have to do with Post Malone?
It's a picture of him on my phone.
Can you bring it over here? Let's take a look at it.
Yeah.
If you just want to show it. So you had that on your phone before you
met. Yes. I also have him as a picture.
God, what a beautiful man. That's a beautiful man.
What?
You didn't show him?
No, I didn't show him. I was so embarrassed because he already saw my air freshener, which is also his face, and he saw that and was like, "I like your air freshener."
I
didn't want to overkill you.
Would you ever date Post Malone?
Yes.
He has him everywhere.
Yes, I would.
Oh, my second question. Then we're gonna do the final announcements. Would you ever get a tattoo of Post Malone?
No.
Okay.
What are you talking
about?
It's a Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I'm sure. You want to see my tattoos?
No, but I'm just saying, you saw Sansa.
Oh, yeah, so I... This is a Game of Thrones wolf, House Stark,
okay,
right?
Okay, okay.
So I was at In-N-Out Burger. I was at In-N-Out Burger right there in the neighborhood. And Sansa Stark walks, the actual person from Game of Thrones. And I just got starstruck. It was like,
Did you say anything?
No, I just froze.
Yeah.
And I just...
And he didn't even show
the... Yeah, I didn't. Because she walked right by me near the soda pop, the Coke machine thing. And I just like moved out of her way and like I cut, hit my tattoo.
Yeah,
I was embarrassed.
I know. Why is it like that?
I don't know, but I... I was, oh man, I freaked out. And I'm starting to sweat.
Yeah, I was freaking out. And I was like, I can't.
So it was the same thing. I know how you feel. You know, I'm a big amateur, you know, big fan.
You got it.
You know, but at the end of the day, they're just people, you know, they're going to die like
us.
They're
just people.
We're all going to die.
Yeah, they're going to die.
They're going to die. I'm going to die. You're going to die. He's going to
die.
We're
going to die.
We're going to die.
And that's it.
That's okay. So that's fine. They do what they do.
That's it.
We all, you know, we're all trying to throw our little jelly bean in the creative jelly jar. Jelly bean jar?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I do love Post Malone. I love Post Malone, dude. He's very freaking talented.
He's very talented.
I don't know how he comes up with these crazy hooks and melodies.
I know. We sang those songs earlier.
Man.
I know.
He's just, man. It's just like, how does he do it?
So young,
I like
too.
To pick his brain. Would Post Malone...
Get him on the podcast.
Gabby, say it again.
Post Malone, get him on the podcast.
Post Malone, I direct messaged you the other day, actually.
Did you actually?
Yeah, because I saw... You triggered my memory. I go... Once I saw the picture, I'm like, oh my God. She bumped into him. So he must be around L.A.
He's around L.A.
So that's when I hit him up. I go, hey, just wondering. You're always welcome on the Steve Weeby show.
That is so fucking funny.
But how many DMs does he get a day?
You know what's embarrassing is how many times I've DM'd him.
Wait, tell me.
And sometimes I'm like, if he ever actually reads these, he would never talk to me.
What did you say?
I don't say anything.
Let's break it out. Let's hear it.
Please.
Break. Where's your phone? Let's work through this.
I post pictures of him and then I tag him in it and I say, hey, Post, I'm looking for you.
Dude, don't do that. Why did you do that?
I'm looking for him.
That's.
I found
him. Oh, but you did find him.
I did find him. It's really embarrassing. Right. I'm like, if he ever saw this, he'd be like, this is.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you're always welcome on the Steve Weeby show. Always. Let's say Post watches this.
Yeah.
And he and then I just text you out of the blue. I go, "Hey Gabby, guess what? What? Post is coming next week." How would you react?
I'd say I'm on my way. I'd be on my way.
So you would be over here like right when he gets here.
As soon as.
Okay, so let's play it out even further.
Yeah.
Okay, so Post is sitting where you're sitting right now.
Yeah.
And you're obviously going to be sitting
over
there
somewhere. I'm sweating thinking about it.
Okay, you're sitting right there. Post is right here. Yep. You can see his face tattoos.
Yes.
You can see his teeth. Yeah. You can basically smell his pheromones.
Yeah.
How would you be staring at him?
I don't know.
You'd just be like...
I would probably try not to look at him. I'd be so weird. I was weird when I met him. I was shaking and I couldn't really look at him.
Yeah, the picture, you're like looking...
I had a meltdown.
I could tell you're freaking out so much. You're like looking this way.
I looked away from him. I couldn't
like,
look at him.
Oh my God, I can't believe this is happening.
I couldn't look at him.
Why did you do that?
I got nervous. Same way you got nervous.
Yeah, I got nervous.
Nervous.
Yeah. All right, I don't want to ask because that's your business about Post Malone. Everyone has their own... It used to be for me, Natalie Portman. I grew out of that.
Natalie Portman. She lives in the area.
All right, let's not. Don't say that.
She's in the area.
If she comes to Post Malone, then you got to go to her if she gets Tom Malone.
It's true.
Yeah. That's right. Tom, please.
Tom DeLonge.
All right. We're going to end the show soon, but Tom DeLonge, please, I beg of you, I plead to the gods. Tom, you know, Powie High, 93, baby. 1993, baby. Powie Titan, man. You know me, brother.
Brother.
You know me, brother. You know me, Tom. Please. Post Malone. Please, I beg of you, Post.
Please, we'll keep DMing you.
We love your music, man. Please, Post. Holler at my girl here, man. She's a big fan of your music.
Big fan. Check your DMs.
Okay. Dude, you're awesome, man. Hell yeah. It just flew by.
It flew.
Okay, so make sure you follow Gabby Lam. Say your Instagram one more time.
Sure thing. Gabby Lammy, GABBYLAMBY. Give me a follow. You won't regret it,
and
or you will.
Go to her shows, support it, pay for the tickets, buy her anything she does, buy
anything
it.
I do, buy it. Okay. I need the money. I have a DUI, come on.
Okay. So shout out, we have a Patreon attached to the show, so if you want to become a patron, go to patreon.com/stevieweeby. The website is www.stevieweebyshow.com. Our new patron for this week is Carmen B. Lily Hernandez. Welcome. The Instagram is Instagram/QUANGOU. QUANGOU. My music's on StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. I'm halfway done with my new EP, Ode to My Pops. I'm halfway done. And we're going to, and for this time, we're going to have music videos, or at least one video. Right, Craig? Okay. For sure. There's no Little Ray's World since I'm trying to finish up this musical project. Okay. More content on its way, vlogs, puzzles, clips, Stevie on the Streety, Stevie's P.O. Box. If you like the puzzle videos, you like seeing me get frustrated, send your puzzles or packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Send your puzzles there if you want to see more puzzle videos, right? It makes sense, right? Support the homies podcast, Losco Projects, Necro Electric, Riffin' with Griffin, and the new one, Movies with Malice. Our homegirl, Alice McMunn, is starting up her YouTube, and definitely support that. Subscribe to it. Help our homegirl out there. Did we miss anything? I think we did it. No Little Ray's. Dude, thanks for coming.
Hell yeah.
Okay, we're out.
Thanks for having. Hell yeah.